walking was a means of getting from A to B without having to pay for a carriage. Courage himself averaged about 20 to 25 miles a day. Basically, I've just worked that from the days that he was at this point, then he was at that point, and I've got the map out and done what the mileage is and you know what days he was there, what day he arrived there, and so you can work it out. So he carried about 20, 25 miles a day. But apart from the need to get from point A to point B, without using the coach, I mean, mail coaches had started 1785, and he did use them. I mean, he would catch that there was one coach called the Fly, which ran between Cambridge and London, and it would leave Cambridge at 11 o'clock at night and then go overnight down to London. There also became, aside from the, he couldn't always afford to go up and down with the coach, but in addition to that, amongst the students, it became fashionable to take to the road as if you were a tramp. So they would dress down to look like a tramp and then go walking on these walking tours around the country. Courage sort of set off on one of these, and he's going to do Wales. Got to Oxford, met Southey, and that's where they sort of developed this pantisocracy. Scheme, yeah.